This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The film The Wizard of Oz turns 70 this year. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. And, of course, Dorothy's dream after she's met Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, marched with Munchkins and helped kill a witch. She taps her ruby slippers and says,
"There's no place like home."
This Wednesday, a new, digitized, updated version of the 70-year-old film will be shown in more than 400 theaters across the country. Angelica Carpenter will be there. She's the president of the International Wizard of Oz Club. She's even written a book about L. Frank Baum, of course, the book's author. She joins us now from the studios of KVPR in Fresno, California. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So how does this story manage to still capture attention after 70 years?
Well, it's such a terrific movie, and when you think about why, there's no one reason. Everything about it was good.
You know, we're pleased to be joined by one of the last remaining cast members of The Wizard of Oz. Meinhard Robbie played a munchkin in the film. He joins us from our station WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida. Mr. Robbie, you're now 94. What do you remember of the film?
Obviously, it was a very interesting time. Working with a lot of other friends, other munchkins in this picture, every day was a new experience.
Yeah. We have, we have one of your best lines from the film.
"As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead."
Now, Mr. Robbie, did you do your own singing, or did Frank Sinatra dub that?
That was my voice. I'll say it again. "As coroner, I must aver, I thoroughly examined her, and she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead."
Oh, very nice. Very nice. May I say, forgive me for putting myself into the middle of this, I played Scarecrow when I was a kid. Angelica Carpenter?
Yes.
I wonder if you can help sing along. Ready?
Me?
Yeah. Here, pick it up. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
"I could while away the hours, conferring
with
the flowers, consulting with the rain."
You know it better than I do.
Well, your line is, "With the thoughts you were thinking you could be."
"You could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain."
You did beautifully.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people, with Star Trek cast, people would say, "Oh, I'm more like Spock than I'm like Kirk." Does that go on with the Wizard of Oz cast? Do people consider themselves Scarecrow types or Tin Woodsman types, you know, the strong, silent type or the Cowardly Lion type?
Of course they do. We all do that. Children identify with it and adults do too. I identify with Dorothy, for example.
Yeah, many little girls do, gosh knows, you know. The dog
or
the
witch. If I'm having a bad day, I identify with the witch, you know.
Take some fire, Scarecrow.
That's right.
Right?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mr. Robbie?
Yes.
I wonder if over the years, do people point at you and do their parents say he was a munchkin?
Well, I am living now in a retirement community with a lot of, shall we say, senior citizens who are the most avid fans of The Wizard of Oz because it reminds them of their early years.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. To have you among them, what a special honor. It's been wonderful to talk to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Angelica Carpenter in Fresno is president of the International Wizard of Oz Club, and Meinhard Robbie, the oldest living actor who played a munchkin in the film The Wizard of Oz. He joined us from Jacksonville. A real honor to talk to you, Mr. Robbie.
Thank you.
Take care. And by the way, you can share your own memories of The Wizard of Oz on our blog at npr.org/soapbox.